The frolic was now come round to me. And it being my turn of subscription to the will and pleasure of my particular elect, who came to me, and saluting me very tenderly, put me in mind of the compliances my presence there authorised the hopes of. Mrs. Cole could not have given me a greater mark of her regard than managing for me the choice of this young gentleman for my master of ceremonies. For his person was uncommonly pleasing, well-shaped and tall, his face marked with the smallpox, but no more than what added a grace of more manliness to features rather turned to softness and delicacy, was marvellously enlivened by eyes which were of the clearest sparkling black. In short, he was one whom any woman would, in the familiar style, readily call a very pretty fellow. I was now handed by him to the cockpit of our match, and being dressed in nothing but a white morning gown, which was loosened in a trice, and being divested of it, I was reduced to my under one and my shift, the open bosom of which gave the hands and eyes all the liberty they could wish. Here I imagined the stripping was to stop, but I reckoned short. My spark tenderly begged that I would not suffer the small remains of a covering to rob them of a full view of my whole person. In an instant, then, my under-petticoat was untied and at my feet, and my shift drawn over my head, so that my cap, slightly fastened, came off with it, and brought all my hair down, of which, be it again remembered without vanity, that I had a very fine head, in loose, disorderly ringlets over my neck and shoulders, to the not unfavourable set-off of my skin. I now stood before my judges in all the truth of nature, to whom I could not appear a very disagreeable figure, if you please to recollect what I have before said of my person, which time, that at certain periods of life robs us every instant of our charms, had, at that of mine, then greatly improved into full and open bloom, for I wanted some months of 18. My breasts, which in the state of nudity are ever capital points, maintained a firmness and steady independence of any stay or support that dared and invited the test of the touch. And the whole troop round me, men and women, relieved me with every mark of applause and satisfaction, every flattering attention to raise and inspire me with even sentiments of pride on the figure I made, which, my friend gallantly protested, infinitely outshone all other birthday finery whatever. So that had I leave to set down, for sincere, all the compliments these connoisseurs overwhelmed me with upon this occasion, I might flatter myself with having passed my examination with the approbation of the learned. My partner, now briskly throwing off his clothes, his breeches, before loosened, now gave up their contents to view, and showed in front the enemy I had to engage with, stiffly bearing up the port of its head unhooded and glowing red. Then I plainly saw what I had to trust to. It was one of those just true-sized instruments, of which the masters have a better command than the more unwieldy, inordinate-sized ones are generally under. Straining me then close to his bosom, as he stood up foreright against me, and applying to the obvious niche its peculiar idol, he aimed at inserting it, which he effected at once by canting up my thighs over his naked hips, and made me receive every inch and close home. He carried me once round the couch, on which he then laid me down, and began the pleasure grist. But so provokingly predisposed and primed as we were by all the moving sights of the night, our imagination was too much heated not to melt us of the soonest, and accordingly I no sooner felt the warm spray darted up my inwards from him, but I was punctually on flow to share the momentary ecstasy. But I had yet greater reason to boast of our harmony, for finding that all the flames of desire were not yet quenched within me, but that rather, like wetted coals, I glowed the fiercer for this sprinkling, my hot-mettled spark sympathising with me and loaded for a double fire. Now all the impressions of burning desire from the lively scenes I had been spectatress of ripened by the heat of this exercise, and collecting to a head, throbbed and agitated me with insupportable irritations. I did not now enjoy a calm of reason enough to perceive, but I ecstatically, indeed, felt the power of such rare and exquisite provocatives, as the examples of the night had proved towards thus exalting our pleasures, which, with great joy, I sensibly found my gallant shared in by his nervous and home expressions of it. Lifted then to the utmost pitch of joy that human life can bear, undestroyed by excess, I touched that sweetly critical point, whence scarce prevented by the injection from my partner, I dissolved, and breaking out into a deep-drawn sigh, sent my whole sensitive soul down to that passage where escape was denied it, by its being so deliciously plugged and choked up. Thus we lay a few blissful instants, overpowered still and languid, till, as the sense of pleasure stagnated, we recovered from out trance, and he slipped out of me. Not, however, before he had protested his extreme satisfaction by the tenderest kiss and embrace, as well as by the most cordial expressions.